Take a break from your busy schedule and join Bonnie Sala, our guest host, for Guidelines for Living.
Your greatest enemy, in all probability, is within. It's the nagging doubt, the belief that you just don't have what it takes to live the Christian life. Most of the time, we can keep the voices quiet, but especially when we are tired or discouraged or afraid, they invade our minds. The writer and speaker Elizabeth Elliot used to say, "Our enemy delights in disquieting us." The Bible says that our enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Maybe you don't have to be convinced that he is the enemy of your soul, yet quite often we don't fully understand how he often defeats us by influencing our thinking. When the Apostle Paul wrote to the Ephesians, he talked about Satan's schemes. He used a word from which we get the English word methods. Simply put, Paul is striving to put us on guard, letting us know that Satan has had a lot of experience and we are comparative beginners, lacking a lot of spiritual savvy or wisdom. How does this happen? Let's get specific and consider several dangerous thoughts that he might plant in your mind to defeat you. Dangerous thought number one, I'm not good enough, so there's no need to try. If you believe that, you are seriously wounded. The Christian life is not about your goodness, but about Christ's. When you believe in him, God takes the righteousness of his Son and puts it in your spiritual bank account. Spiritually, you were broke, absolutely without a dollar of redemption before you met Christ. God knew that, and that was why he sent his Son on the mission of redemption. Dangerous thought number two. How can I thrive spiritually when others stronger than I couldn't make it? This is the idea of someone who stands looking at Mount Everest thinking, if climbers who have trained and climbed for years can't make it to the top, what makes me think I can? Maybe you think about the moral failures of some pretty high-profile people and then feel it just isn't worth trying. There are times when Christian leaders, even spiritual giants, do fail. Why? Perhaps they became confident in themselves. Perhaps they were burned out. Perhaps the image they projected in public wasn't the same as that observed in private. But someone else's failure has nothing to do with your living the kind of life that glorifies God. Here's another spiritual torpedo that often causes discouragement. Dangerous thought number three says, God expects more than I can deliver. What you have forgotten is the spiritual enabling that comes through the Holy Spirit in response to your cry, Lord, help me, give me the strength I need today to do what you want me to do. Faith takes you above what you can do and connects you with his power, his enabling. Dangerous thought number four, this one time won't matter. Vast numbers of people have been brought down by this one, thinking that just one time won't matter, whether a flirtatious conversation or just one of any number of things. But perhaps here is the deadliest of them all. It's this. It couldn't happen to me. The area in which you think you are most impervious to temptation is your area of greatest danger. No one can presume on God's mercy, his protection, or his grace. That's why you need to stay close to him. Communicate with him daily and allow his word to penetrate your life and thoughts. You, believer in Jesus, are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.